So you want to appear a little bit for Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah. We've been speaking a little bit about the whole Malach of El to Rosh Hashanah. It's Mamshach says Meitshuva also, but it's a Malach appearing for the Mishpat. The Mishpat is the Yom of Biur. We saw Mishpat is Mevar. In a certain way, it's possible to imagine there. The Yom Hashanah is the Yom of Emes. In a certain Bechin, it's a day where the Emes reigns, the Emes is displayed, the Emes is recognized more than the entire year. It's a day where the Or of Emes, the Or is part of the Or of Rosh Hashanah. But it is the Or of Rosh Hashanah. Oyvis of Rosh Hashanah, the Or of Emes is available, and it's an opportunity for us to grow. We're working in the Sugya of Emes to grow and make Kinyonim in the Sugya of Emes almost in an unparalleled way the rest of the year. So that's a little bit Shalavek, what's maybe specific with this in the Kudav Avoida, the Kabbid Emes of Rosh Hashanah. We say in the Sim to the Brach of Malchus, in the Musafim of the Musaf, the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, so we fear Rosh and we say, Ben Emes, Ki Atoa Elikim Emes, Dvorcha Emes V'Kayom La. That's Mamish the Sim of Somach HaChasim. We say, Mokat Hashem, Elch HaLoritz, and it's Tzorch Pirush, Ki Atoa Ki Yedderich Lalu, in the Sim of Tam, Ki Atoa Elikim Emes, Dvorcha Emes V'Kayom La. What does it explain? Kiyato l'kim emes. One might think, and the apostle shot right beforehand, we say v'tarli b'engel odecha b'emes. So maybe we say kiyato l'kim emes. Ramad Abshadis, Sifsechai, points out that this is the siyum of the bracha, not only of the bracha of Malchus of Shoifetz, it's also in the kiddush they make all nights of. Shana. You also see also in the sign Ki Atol Lekim Emes, and those over there don't say Vitali Bein Olav Lekim Emes. And the Birchas Aftar, and the Birchas Aftar also. It doesn't seem that the Ki Atol Lekim Emes is going Bedafkom Vitali Bein Olav Lekim Emes. Zot the Sivzichayim Shad. And it's going on the Bakosha V'loich HaKol Eretz Kuli B'Chodach. Bakosha the way asking Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Megala Malchus, which is in the Merkaz of the Yontif and the Yom HaDin, the Avodah Rosh Hashanah of Malchus. And that we're saying that the Nesinas Tam is Ki Atol Lekim Emes. What's Pshat? Not Keshav. Moilah, because you're Emes. So it's the Chaim Shtol Sur Rambam, which we've mentioned many times in the Rambam, this is Mamish in Yom HaDin, Pshuta. The Rambam, very sadistic Rambam. In the beginning of Yisrael, the Atera, Etzim, the Rambam, the first four halachas, Rambam Shtolzavak, is the Yisrael of Armuna, Yisrael of Armuna, Torah is lying on the Armuna. Yisrael is leaving with the Rambam in halach Aleph, Yisrael is Bamura Chokmas. It's the Yisrael of all the Yisraelis, and it's Bamura of all the Chokmas. Leida Shiesham Motsu Yerishan, the first existence. Who mamsi kol animsa? All everything else that exists stems from that motzirisha. Kol animsoim and shemayim ba'aretz ma beinayim lo nimsu ella me'amitas amotzir. Already we have in the halach aleph he mentions the word amitas. All of the other things that exist in this world, they stem from the amitas imotzir from the Yibishter. V'im, I'm skipping a little bit. V'yawal adash ein kol mitzoyim levadoi mitzuyim hu levadoi yemotzi v'levato hu lebitulo. It's possible everything else cannot exist, but the Eibishter will forever existed and will ever exist. He is the Metzias Mitzaratzmo. Why? Now here comes the word. Zot the Rambam. Shekol hanimtsoyim tzvichim loy, v'hu baruch hu ein yitzarech lehem lelechner. Me and you, do we exist? We all exist, I think so. Pinch you, I'm gonna feel something. If you punch me in the face, I'm gonna feel something. If I punch you, you'll feel something. We all exist, right? So what does it mean? We're not motzi like he's motzi. Talk to Rambam. Because although we are existent, but we're dependent on the Bari Olam, when the Rots and Abari come from his Metzias, and the Eibishter is not telling us, we're telling on him, we're dependent on him, and he's not dependent on us. Lefiko, Talk to Rambam, one of the Misakim. Ein amitosei kamitas achmeh. Talk to Rambam, if we're trying to figure who's more emes, there's levels of emes. The Rambam first of all introduced us as level of emes. We think it's all emes. No. We are all emes. We really exist. We really exist, yeah. But the Eibishter's emes is more than our emes. We mentioned then, l'cher, we find a musik of emes lamita. Many people go there at the whole first Seder. It's emes lamita. Every other breath, that's emes lamita. There's a musik of emes lamita. Zok to Rambam, the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more than our emes. Hence the term emes lamita. Hu shanovi yomer. V'Hashem elikim emes. Zok to Rambam, pshat in the pasuk. V'Hashem elikim emes. V'Hashem elikim emes. What does it mean, Hashem elikim emes? Everything's emes. What does it mean, Hashem elikim emes? Everything's emes. Everything. The world is emes. Dafka Hashem is emes. Hu levadei emes veina acher emes kamita. It tells Rambam this word. It means the madrigas of emes they don't have. V'hu shatira oimeres ein oid mulad. This is the Rambam's pshat where it means ein oid mulad. What does it mean ein oid? It's nothing else. Claimer ein shamotzi emes mulad kamoisa. Means the Eibush is only the emes semitzias because he's emes lamita. It's not b'shas ma'aseh b'meshachot in one place. Let's go. Rambam is enlightening us, is introducing us, that the depth of the nechud of emes is not only something that exists, it's something that has to exist. Emes is not something that, right now true. It's something that has to be true. It has to always be. That is the depth of the real definition of emes. No other existing thing in the world besides the Eibishter has to exist. It could disappear. The world is not necessary. There's no need. The only thing that the emes lamito is b'ayom. That's what it means. Ein oy movada. When you're going to say aleinu l'shabeach, think about it. Toshanetz, the mekaz, the psicha of the malchus. And you're going to say, Efezulase, Emes Malkei, Einoi, Einoi, you're coming to Hakor of Einoi. But this is what you're talking about. Zoch to Sichayim, this is the Pshat, Ki Ato Elekim Emes, Meloich Al Kula Oilam Kvoi Dovecha. This recognition that the Rambam's talking about, that everything else is totally in the Bari Oilam, and everything else that's in the subjugate to the Rots in the Bari Oilam, calls man that there are other powers that reign in this world. It's missing in the core of the Emes Lamida. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Maloich al kol olam kuloi b'chmeidech yato elikim Emes. Because you're the real only Emes, you're the Emes Lamida. Bring this recognition, this idea, bring it that it should be Nachlas HaKlal. Everyone, all the Brias, should come to recognition of this idea. Dying. The feet, Sif Chaim Zofim Pshat, it's before what we daven from Esrei. And the centerpiece of the day of Rosh Hashanah is Emes Lamida. Dying a certain Nekuda we do, and Aleinu we talk about Hashem Echod, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elech Echod, but the day should be focused around this idea. This is Rosh Hashanah. Kinir Rosh Hashanah is a day that the entire Bria is mesugal to absorb this idea of Emes Lamite, the whole year round, obviously, how high we work on Emes. Emes, the first Madrega of Emes. From Rosh Hashanah, we could come to a certain Madrega of Emes Lamite. We could have Emes Lamite, mesugal to absorb and digest Emes Lamite. But I want to continue. This doesn't mean only that Mitzad Bari Oilam is Emes Lamite. It doesn't only mean Mitzad Bari Oilam, Kila Ve'ebrish Tez Magal is Emes Lamite. In Rosh Hashanah, Mishpat, everyone has to stand Ladin. It's Mitzidein. We have a Shaychas to the Emes Lamite. When I say the term, I would like to think that we can get to a certain Emes. We discussed the Morals and Nusach, Lamitas Atzmoy. We could get to maybe from the deepest nekudas of us, of Amitas Atzmai of ourselves on Rosh Hashanah, that could have Hasoga in the Emes Lamita of the Rebbe. Where do we see this? I want to be Marach Behemshev. We see where Vaita Emes comes into Rosh Hashanah, the famous Rambam. When the Rambam talks, everyone knows this Rambam, one of the parts of this Rambam. When the Rambam talks about the Shofar, what does the Shofar scream out? It's like the Rambam, Uru, 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 Yishenim Yishinatchem. The Rambam Mehemshech, he says, and the Shofar screams out to you, look at yourself, abitu l'nafshei seichem. He tells you to wake up. And the Rambam's Messiah, wake up from what? Eilu hasheichem es ha'emes ha'avu yezman. Wake up from a life where you forget about the emes. We forgot about the emes. And the Shofar could bring us back to our Hakara of the Emes. The Shofar could bring us back to our Hakara of the Emes. What does it mean, Emes? The Rambam, in another place, Megal a little bit more, the Rambam also holds the mezuzah, is there to remind us of the Emes. The Rambam take us out of the sleeping of the Havli Yazman. The Rambam adds in the Nusach. The Rambam Meduchas, Meduchas. Secretary Zuzu. Vov. Vocha. Vid Gimel. Chaybod Muzozer, Zerb Muzuzu, Mephnishi, Chavis Kotamit, Bechol Eishi, Kana Vyotza, Vyivka, Vyuchud Shmoy, Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vyivka, Avosa, Vyeyer Mishinotza, which is a very similar lotion to the Shofar. It's my earlier presentation. Vishkiyose, Behavli Azman. And we add on, V'yeda she'ein sham dovra oime v'olme olme olomim ele yediyas tzur olomim. Here the Rambam is mefard a little more. What does it mean to remember the Emes? The Emes is the clarity to realize that what's worth, what has value in this world? Only something that passes the mitzvah, it has to do with yediyas tzur olomim, which is oime v'olme olme olomim. Something eternal. Something that's going to last. The shawarma you eat at lunch, where's that go? Does that go? Does that stick in with your DS or I want it, I want it, I want it? That's the answer. That's what you do with the shawarma. That's what you do. If your whole body was in the shawarma and there's nothing else, that's all you're in. Well, it lasted as long as it fed you, that's all. If at some point, hopefully more than at some point, there was something, okay? You know, I even need a break a little bit. I need like a little bit of schmack so I can go back and I could go do mitzvahs and I could go learn a better second Seder. Or he thought about maybe I can make a broch and think HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes unbelievable things to make people give the people schmack. Then it had something to do with something eternal. It had something to do with the Tzivah Surah, so I love it. But for that, it doesn't. This is Emes. This is Surah Emes of Jacob. State in the Rambam, the Rambam they're putting all together. That Rosh Hashanah is a day that's mesugal more than any other day to come to understand that Emes, what I just said. I just said, I just told you, nod your head, I'm not my head, it's all right. But do we live with that? Do we live with that clarity that's muchach? Emes Amida means muchach. Emes Amida is pathetic for a person who's hevel rik. People spend a lot of nothing, man. The hakara, that nothingness. We don't live our life with that hakara. Rosh Hashanah is the day that is mesugal for us to come to absorb and digest this. Okay, we just opened up a wee bit. Wow. So, very quick. Let's take a step back. The holy night. And Islamita, Imotzi Rishon. Ain, there's nothing else in the world except for what passes the ideas to our Lamed. This is all true, this is all part of Rosh Hashanah. But like we said, this is the ikkar point of what I want to get to tonight, is that the emes that is displayed on Rosh Hashanah is not only an emes that shines from the angle of the Bar Eilam, but the Bar Eilam be'etzim comes, kivo, and Eibushtik appears on Rosh Hashanah. There's a bechina of Giyul Shechina, of Ashuas Hashchina, that there isn't all year round in a certain way, and that is the source of the Mishpat, of the Malchus. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Noyeg Kin HaMelech over here. But just as equally, it's the Emes Mitzideinu. The Emes that we've been mentioning the whole time, which is the Emes Misoid HaNefesh, it also shines in Rosh Hashanah. It also shines in Rosh Hashanah. And this ability to access the Emes in yourselves, which we discussed last week, from the strongest mechayivim that a person could ever get to is when his own nefesh shouts and says, this is sheker. When a person's own nefesh rears its head and it says, this is not emes, what I'm doing, it speaks to itself as emes, that's a gold mine, and that's kinyan nitzchi. That nekuda, to take out the emes that's in you, to be megala the emes within you, Rosh Hashanah is also misuga. But in order to do that, you have to start like this. During the Vadim of Emes, we spoke that one of the biggest nekudas and versions of sheker, biggest, one of the strongest, is something that's very subtle. It's called chitzonis. It's called chitzonis. And we spoke then. A chitzonis is not only when you're outside on the street in the neon lights. This chitzonis and avoid this Hashem. Tremendous amount of chitzonis and avoid this Hashem. How many times does a person at a Musar Seder or at a Musar Vad right now, or in a Seder, and he's not really totally there? On the day of Emes, it's the strongest Emes included in a certain way of the year, we're so prone to come in and we become Rosh Hashanah. Everyone's shrying, Amen, Yehei, Shmei, Rav, on the top of the lungs. He's having a mirror. Hashem Melech, Hashem Molech, Hashem Yimloch, Lo'ilom Voed. Is this Mayor Warsager? Is this someone who's riding on the tide of everyone? Who's here? Who showed up to davening? Who showed up to Rosh Hashanah? Did I show up to Rosh Hashanah? If we want to get the emes in ourselves, and that's ikar tachlis, the emes of the Bar Eilam has never changed mitzidoi. Maybe it's revealed more on Rosh Hashanah. But the ikar is to get the emes within it. We have to bring the real, vulnerable, transparent self who we really are. Take off all the layers. I'm not Meir Warsager as a chabur in the mirror. I'm not, maybe say that's a shaykh with me, but that's right now not. That's not who I am, Be'etzim. It's shaykhis to me, but that's not who I am, Be'etzim. I can't ride on the fact that, you know, there are people who call me the Rebbe, you know, how did you love Minchi yesterday? How did you smile to your wife yesterday? How much did you believe in the Bar Eilam, and how much ishtalus do you make yesterday when you're dealing with money issues? That's when Meir Warsager starts. Where are you yourself? Are you going to bring yourself into the Rosh Hashanah? Say over myself. I said so in the past. My first year in the mirror. Went back many years ago. My first year in the mirror was like my Igor Ramel Bir Mikta. I was coming from Yeshiva. I was like on the top of the Yeshiva, and I was here as a fly on the wall, Pasha. It's very hard, man. Very hard transition. And the peak of the hard time was obviously Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It's the peak of the hard time. It's very hard. I mean, Kids didn't understand the Shia, she was in Yiddish, and who's this? It's very hard. And the peak was davening Yom Ha'Arayim. I still remember it's in the Beis Yaakov Yoshim. We used to have tefillahs over there, they didn't have enough buildings. Beis Yaakov Yoshim, no one knows over there, they went over there. And I had a moment of emes during tefillahs. At the time, I thought it was the biggest. Nefila was the biggest, the worst Rosh Hashanah I ever had. And during the tefillahs, I don't remember now which chelik of it, but it was one of the halachim that we daven that the Mashiach should come right now. Daven the Mashiach should come right now. And all of a sudden, like that, it's very awesome. That's what you want, what are you fooling? You want, right? You just switch yeshivas. You want to be matzliach in yeshiva. You're also soon going to go out a few years. You want to make a nice shidduch. You want? There's tons of other things. I would put Mashiach 20th on the list. 20, 25th on the list. I was like, second. So, what's on your davening? The effects, the quest. Arichas ner leker yeshiva. You really want that? I tell you this myself. No, I say like. I think I finished the davening, and I saw it to my esrei. But then I said, I went downstairs to the basement, and I started. Didn't tell myself, what's going on? Who are you? What do you want? We'll get there in a second. Again, do you really want? What's life about? Is life about the other things I want? Is life about Mashiach? B'shas Ma'aseh, I felt it was a very bad kind of. You know, I mean, like, I spent an hour downstairs on this bottle of Rosh Hashanah. But in hindsight, it was such a moment of growth because I bought myself into Rosh Hashanah. The real me was in Rosh Hashanah. It wasn't this guy flying, the smiling, the frum. Yeah, Shemein Yesh Be'Rabba. It was me. We'll see in a second. We have a big Shaykhah to Yesh Be'Rabba. We'll talk about that. There's so many versions of this. Avol ben Ali Shor, he says, Kabbalah Samach Shemayim, the Sforim say, you're supposed to mitzayir yourself, you're ready to lomus al Kiddush Hashem. So when you say, Hashem Echad, Einoi, Melvadoi, there's nothing else. Right now, if the Arab would come and tell me, the Arab is not going to ask me to Shemazach, probably, but if the Chesed Shor would tell me and say, either you're going to be over the Torah or you're willing to die, I'm ready. Lomas HaKiddush Hashem. Zohar Bava, okay, well, you're ready to Lomas HaKiddush Hashem. I want to ask a question. During first Seder, yeah? You like to schmooze a little bit, your friend is coming around, and that's the schmooze for another 5-10 minutes outside of it. You're ready to kill yourself from Kiddush Hashem. You're not ready to hold yourself back from schmoozing about all of 10 minutes for to learn. What's going on? What's a real point do you have? A real point like this. It's a very hard point. There's a part of us, we have different parts of us. And there's a part of us that is, it's not fake, it's a part of us that really wants to be Moshe Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem. But we don't align our lives. That's the story of our lives. I've spoken about this many times. There's a real part of me and you that's Emes Lamitoi, that's holding by realizing Einoi Mulvadoi, Malchusoi Bakol Mosholah. But there's huge gaps in our life, huge gaps. We call them halomis in our life. There's huge, this thing, areas in our life where we didn't let, we spoke about, we don't let the emes reign there. Why? Because it's too difficult. For some people it's with their hanhag with their wives. Some people it's with hanhag and chosh and mishpat. Some people it's with their midas hakas. Some people it's with their learning, some people it's with their davening, some people it's their benching, some people it's with their kibbutz of aim, it's with their relationship with certain people. So we kind of leave that out of our beliefs of Hashem, but that's the really part of us. And here comes the chiddush, not chiddush, but it's market. So what does that mean? I'm telling you to bring the garbage into Rosh Hashanah, so what, I should have you depressed? We're here before. It's not garbage. That chelek. What do you think happened when I started thinking, and when this bachur would start thinking, you know, am I muchen to really hold myself in for 10 minutes? Batala, the answer is, he starts being honest with himself, the answer is yes. He really wants not to talk during. He wants to learn much more. Yet, there's a part of me that wants to be Mamel Chabar Olam. So obviously, there's a part of me that connects to Mashiach. It's not Lemaisa, because Mashiach is Soyser and is steer to a lot of other things that are one of my life. So let me start making Seder. And Rosh Hashanah is a day more than any other day where the Emes is nickering you and is accessible, and you're able to start developing it. Again, you can't change your whole Metzias, but you're able to bring the real you into avoid this Rosh Hashanah and start leaking the light of the Emes into other issues of your life. But then the most important is bring yourself into the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. Bring yourself. How so? Let's talk a little bit nice. One of the ways. What is one of the Emes, the Nekud of Emes? Maybe this is what the Din of Rosh Hashanah is about. There's a mashmois in the Kisvi Agro. And it's a guy's a chover. Tamid Amili Agro. It's Marach. There's a mashmois in the Goyim. The famous Shloisa story. The Din. That was Zerich Lomberoyedim from the Din. We ourselves, we write this for him. The Gemara Shoshana never says Hashem is Kaysen. It says Shloisha Swarm Niftochim. It says Nichtovim Niftochim. It's all Lashem Nifal. It is written. It doesn't say Hashem writes. It's the Mashmois in the Goyim. That we write as Sefer. We write Sefer. Mark, it sounds great. You could write with Sefer. You're in person. It means like this, and this is something, even on the Maisa Bek or something, maybe the focus. Rosh Hashanah is B'yom HaDin. And very often we get tense from the Din. But move on, the Din is literally the same. We start off the first mention of Rosh Hashanah in the Shemoneh Esrei. Zecheinu L'chaim, the first shiur between Rosh Hashanah and all year round is Zecheinu L'chaim. Melech Chofetz B'chaim, Chotzteinu B'sefer HaChaim. The first way we title HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Psich of Rosh Hashanah, we call him Melech Chofetz B'chaim. It doesn't say Melech Chofetz B'adin. It doesn't make sense to say Melech Chofetz B'avodim even. It says Melech Chofetz B'chaim. The overall title of Bar Olam, and this is gives birth to Rosh Hashanah, is the Eibishter wants life. What happened in Rosh Hashanah, this is the Sherish of Rosh Hashanah, this is the day Hashem created Adam and Isha, created man, created human, created us. In the deepest ruts in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bar Olam, created Adam, was Lehetiv. Bar Olam created us in order to give us life. On Rosh Hashanah, it's a day that we can get a clarity why we're living. The Ba'olim wants to give us life, but life that we're really going to enjoy. Not life that we're going to have heartaches and stomach aches and all kinds of other things that comes and we get distracted. Life, when we maximize ourselves, we're able to connect to the Ba'olim, which is the ultimate type. And in that bigger picture of Ratzon L'Hayitev, one of the Iker Nukudas he created as a Rosh Hashanah, which allows us to align our life not only what the Bar Olam wants, what we want. It allows us to align our lives to what we want. And during Rosh Hashanah, Ben Gavra L'Gavra, as you're davening, one of the major things you're supposed to be thinking about is why am I living? Mamish, the Mesiras Shashar. Mizir Sharm, there's no better day than to digest with the Mizir Sharm. She is Bar, Viz Ames, Eitzel, Odom, Ma, Choy, Vosev. There's no day that can come clearer, and Miz Ames to a person, Miz Ames means that his Emes, which is the Yisoyed HaNefesh, the Emes, the core of Emes that lies within each of us, could come to a greater recognition. What is my life about? The Emes. Not Mitzal outside, not my Mashkiach telling me, not the Baran telling me. I am telling myself, what are you living for? And we'll realize that there's a part of us that recognizes what we're living for. But we'll also see that there's a part of us, if we come in emistic, like I said, we'll also see, when we start being honest with ourselves, that the part of us that gets sidetracked. We get sidetracked by covet, we get sidetracked by taiva, we get sidetracked by yush also. We get sidetracked by yush, which is a cop-out, which is that, anyways, I can't really become something hushed. It's also sidetracked. We get sidetracked by so many things. And the Bara Olam wants us just to choose life. V'charet v'chayim. Yizbar v'yizhamit. Ba'oisoy mida. Ba'oisoy measurement. That you are holding in life, that's the sefer that is written. The Bara Olam is the law in us. Tell me what type of life you want. Do you want a life of tzaddik? And again, here it means bamitz. It doesn't mean a wish. A wish, again, if you fortify the wish, it's great. If you work it out, like we said. If you started with, I have a wish, okay, and now how does that come to maisa, and let me try to develop it in my life, then it becomes a mitzias. But if a mitzias, you want the life of a tzaddik, which means that you want the ikar of your life to be things that are connected to the yediyas tzur olamim, that's tzaddikim. If you want the other thing, it's rishayim. And if you're a mixture, it's pain in it. But you have to mavarer, why are you living? And here, don't get scared. If you care, it's an opportunity. Anyone who does this BMS, I know, with a confidence that you have a better ability to surface, to bring to the surface, to access your real rotzen, which is BMS, l'ham l'cha kadosh baruch hu. And you have a better ability to access that, so you bring that into Rosh Hashanah. This is the opportunity of Rosh Hashanah. Like a Yadua, the Satan is deadly scared of. What is the day of the year that the Satan is most scared of? Chris, what is the day you're most scared of? There's no day that he's more scared of than Rosh Hashanah. And Kippur is not around. It's another day. He's not around. Partially not around. The day that the Satan is more scared of than any day of the year is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says, Rosh Hashanah design of vase from this Gemara. Why do we blow twice? Because I'm the second twice. Why do we do tekiyas the meyushiv? Tekiyas the meurud, the meumud. Kedila arvi vasotah. Confuse the sotah. When the sotah's confused, he can't do his job. We do it to confuse the sotah. So what does this mean? So you do it. Rashi has his pshat. Taisus says, "Pirish Baruch Hadisa Birshami Umbila Movas Lanetzach." So Taisus, and it says, "La'asi Lavoi." When the Satan's going to disappear, there's going to be Yitaka B'Shoy for Gadol. Kachoma Kol Shibur Azim Lechad the Boil. So he gets the loy boil. Kachoma Tinu Namer Vade Zeh Shibur the Yitka. When he hears it a second time, he says, "Oh!" All of a sudden, he says, "Oh!" Yes, amazing. Came the time that I'm finished. What does this mean? It was Arve, the less they play, the Mavid could get the Kurian. Everyone asks, why? Makes a mistake. Bosh Hashan, Bosh Hashan, I tell you, it's only Yitam Shan. The answer is, it doesn't mean it's done. He forgets what happened last year. The answer is, the Shofar signifies, the Shofar signifies when the clarity reigns in this world. When the aura is spread, which divorces the Sheker, that's why less lovely when it'll be clear. There'll be a shofar blown and the satan will be gone. Because it'll be very clear what is right and what's wrong. That we're in a praise there. This is just a praise there to come to a chocolate. Shteit in Ramchal that the Rosh Hashanah, the tfiya shofar of every year is also me'in that of every year Rosh Hashanah. The satan every year gets a blow, he gets a knock, he gets a knack. He gets kneeled, he gets knocked down. Why does he get knocked down? Because of the clarity, the brirus that comes from Rosh Hashanah. And the brirus of Rosh Hashanah, he's afraid that we're going to go in a streak. It's going to be a rhythm. You got it ready, you started once, twice. You're going to develop it. He's afraid that you're going to go take it to the higher level, which is Rosh Hashanah. And it's going to come to a clarity. It doesn't leave room for him. That's Jan Doisus. But back to what's he afraid of? What's he afraid of? What's he afraid of? This is good. He's afraid of not only that it's clear in Rosh Hashanah, he's afraid of that we get a clear guy. This is not Mishra he's afraid of. He's afraid of that you with the king in Atzma, you get Epis a clear guy. You get Epis and Akuda that's Nelam by you. And this is Rosh Hashanah, so if you really bring yourself into Yeshmei Rabbah, you really bring yourself into Rishon, you bring yourself into Shmona Esrei. Start thinking, what am I doing here? I want to be Mamal Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's so many other things around. What are we here for? You start making Seder. Yeah, everything else is complementary to this. Everything else is secondary. Is it really? Am I holding by that? You start talking to yourself. And you start saying, yeah, one second, I'm screaming my lungs out, Hashem Melech. Is that part of me? The answer is, yeah, it's part of me. So what's going on here? And you start feeling, just the yin keep on. And you start waking up. Fear is one or another, sorry. This Rambam, we mentioned before in Hilchos Tshuva, and the Rambam says, Remez Yeshboi, Uri Yishenu Mishinaschem, the old Ur, the Bella. What's the Rambam talking about? The Rambam is talking about the Shofar of El, the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. The Storm of Igris shells it also to the Shofar of El, but the Rambam is talking about the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. And I said, you're waking up on Rosh Hashanah. Hashanah is Yom Adin. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. Hello? The paper's got to be in. Don't stop waking up now. Don't stop waking up now. What are you waking up now? The Rambam says, he's not talking about the Shvach people in Klal Yisrael, to the people, you know, to the horses and the donkeys who slept. No, he's talking to the Rambam. He's talking to Rambam Yeager. He's talking to the Daily Ador. The answer is two things, Shem Rambam. First of all, the brirus of Rosh Hashanah, no matter how much you prepare before, you're going to wake up 20 times more. There's no comparison to the brirus of Rosh Hashanah of how clear what it's all about. What am I particularly supposed to be about in life? Zuachas and bees. The Nakud I said about my Maisa Shoya. You think sometimes the waking up, you think it's a nefila. That is the birth, that is MS. A prickle of MS. When a person wakes up and he has MS that shines in a person's life, the Yitzhar is so afraid of that. It's worth all the money in the world. That is the biggest, that is the source. When you a little bit of a or in a place where Shoicha is an emes bahavli atman. This is a taste, a ticket into the emes langita. Shom bizoicha visyata vishmaya. To the oimen of the emes that we have in us, and the miskasha, to the kela emes, the ein oimu vade, the emes langita. With your thank you.